cyber war. Last summer, when fighting broke out between Georgia and Russia over the province of South Ossetia, the fighting wasn't limited to the battlefield. Hackers attacked official Georgian government websites, basically shutting down the country's access to the internet.
Well, that got the attention of Secretary of Defense Robert Gates.
As we know from recent experience, attacks on our communication system and infrastructure will be part of future war.
Officials say that government cyber networks in the U.S. are attacked maybe thousands of times a day or millions of times a year.
And that could have much bigger implications both online and off. NPR's J.J. Sutherland brings us this report.
Here's the nightmare scenario, or one of them anyway. You start talking to people about what could possibly happen in cyber war, you hear a lot of nightmares. This one is Sammy Sajari's. He runs a company called the Cyber Defense Agency. They consult with folks like the NSA, DOD, and a bunch of other acronyms.
We believe that you can damage about 70% of the power grid, meaning bring the power grid down for 6 months. And so you might see a situation as bad as we saw with Katrina in the United States spread across the entire country. No power, no police, no phones.
Perhaps hyperbolic. But it's not just consultants who are talking about what keeps them up at night. The attack on the Georgian internet seems to be an obvious act of war by the Russians, no?
First of all, we don't know it was the Russians, and the Russians are kind of gleeful about this.
James Lewis is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Everyone assumes it was the Russians. It was almost 100% certain that it's the Russians, but there's no evidence to show it was the Russians. So that's the Russian line. Evidence? Show me the evidence. There is none.
There's no evidence because, as an old New Yorker cartoon says, on the internet, no one knows you're a dog. Or a Russian intelligence agency, or a criminal, or a 15-year-old sitting in your parents' basement in Duluth.
That's one of the reasons why there are so many attacks, because if you're a bad guy, it's quite easy to get away with that, because the chances of getting caught are actually quite low.
Paul Kurtz is a partner with Good Harbor Consulting. He's advised President-elect Obama on cyber issues.
The attacks that are occurring against government and the defense industrial base and some of the critical sectors have heavy indication of a nation state, if you will, Russia or China being behind them.
Kurtz points out Georgia is not alone in being attacked. One attack last year on the Bank of India shut down its website for 2 days. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany complained to the Chinese government about cyber espionage. Britain's MI5 issued a letter to the country's top 300 companies saying that Russia and China were targeting their data. All this raises the question, when is an act of cyber warfare, well, an act of war? The answer is, nobody knows. Again, James Lewis.
One of the problems we're wrestling with is that the doctrine, the legal definitions are undefined. We are in cyber warfare where we were for strategic conflict in the 1950s. We're kind of thrashing out doctrine and strategy.
Cold War doctrine worked because both the Soviet Union and the United States knew what the other side would do. It was clear. Everyone understood the rules. You do this, we do that. That isn't the case in this new virtual battlefield. The U.S. military has some sort of cyber capability, but they won't tell anyone what it is, what it can do, and when they might use it.
We have a deterrent capability, but we've classified it top secret, so no one knows about it. It's like it's from Dr. Strangelove. Not a good approach. If you have a deterrent, tell the world and use it once or twice so they know you're serious. That's what we've got to do.
Lewis says we also have to change the very way we think about warfare.
It's a different kind of conflict. And one of the things that people have had to come to grips with is that conflict has intangible elements, right? It's not blowing things up. It's not making things crash. It may not be violence the way we think about it. So cyber war is something we're engaged in now. Some people would say that the conflict has already begun.
J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.